On the show today, we've got Jay Crawford, the director of fun from Doty's Live, who is having their grand opening this coming weekend. So if you haven't had a chance to stop in and check them out, you're going to get the inside scoop right now. I'm your host, Scott Ellis, and this is the Frisco Podcast for April 13th.
April Fools.
Yeah, psych. April 3rd, 2014. All right, Jay, welcome to the show. Thanks for being here.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us over.
All right, so you are here to tell us about Doty's Live. You guys are actually open, but it's kind of been a soft opening so far.
Correct.
And the grand opening is on Friday and Saturday, really. You've got stuff going on all weekend long, right?
Right. We opened Fat Tuesday. It was a shaky start, but it was a lot of fun, and we've been surprised by the numbers. But we are having our opening this coming Friday. Our ribbon cutting with the Chamber of Commerce in Frisco is at 2:30, and then we're going to start our early happy hour around 3:30, and then we have music Friday and music all day Saturday, and our real opening is Saturday. But Friday's going to be a lot of fun, and Saturday's going to we're going to really have a great time.
Okay, very good. Well, welcome. We're glad to have you guys opening up in Frisco. And so for people that don't know, this is really carrying over kind of from where Doty's that used to be in Frisco left off.
Correct. The one that was down on Preston by 121 was there for about a year and a half. And then Chris and his dad, who started Doty's back in the early 80s down on Lower Greenville, they made a decision they were to get out of the business, and when they sold the Frisco location, the people who bought it had the intentions, I think, all along to change the concept of it, where they wanted to go to a mash concept of a whiskey, moonshine type of concept, and it really wasn't Cajun. So Chris got involved with my owner, Jeff, and they, as a matter of fact, Jeff has known Chris from the very beginning because he's really a real estate guy. And Chris and Jeff are very good friends. So when Jeff closed down the Lemon Bar, he talked to Chris about possibly doing the Doty's concept at our location up on Main Street. And hence, here we are, and all the Doty-ites out there are very, very happy that it's back and open and we're doing the Cajun thing again.
Yeah, so from what I've seen so far, you guys are doing a pretty brisk business, and people are definitely glad to have Doty's back in Frisco. And for anybody that hasn't been out yet, it is in the old Lemon Bar location. Right there facing Toyota Stadium.
Right. It's so. Right next to FC Dallas Stadium, the Toyota Stadium now, right on Main Street on the northeast corner of the tollway and Main Street. We're right next to the Londoner also. So, yes, we've been surprised, pleasantly blessed with the numbers. There's a lot of people out there in Frisco that loves Cajun food, and we're really happy to see that. Caught us a little bit off guard. We've got three phases. We got the restaurant and the bar opening pretty well now. We got the patio that will open up this weekend. And then the last phase is the game room because we're very family friendly and kids friendly. We probably have one of the largest game rooms in the whole area. So it's great for our demographics. You know, you have some kids, you can bring them in, put them in the game room, enjoy your dinner. And it's very safe, and more importantly, it's one of the most fun places you can find.
All right, that sounds like where I want to hang out. What kind of stuff do you guys have going on back in the game room?
Well, right now we have a couple ping pong tables, pool tables, foosball, but we want to add a shuffleboard, and we're going to add some real cool video games for the kids and stuff. And it's quite large. It's great for me because I can do postseason parties for baseball, football teams, and corporate events. You know, it holds about 100 people. We can shuffle some of the games around and do a real nice setup for those type of events too.
No, that sounds like fun. So mom and dad can sit down, enjoy some dinner if they want, and the kids can go play in a safe, fun place for them. And
oh yeah, it's great. And the great thing about it is we only have one rule. You have to take your kids home. And there's no way you're allowed to leave them there. We had a few parents try that.
I'm sure.
We just won't let you do that.
Yeah, not even on April Fool's. Sorry.
No, guys. No. Today you can. I never thought about it. It is April Fool's. But hopefully I'll be up there later and that won't happen.
Yeah. So tell us about some of the other changes that have happened since the transition from Lemon Bar to Doty's. What else should people expect when they come in for the first time?
Well, we refurbed the whole place. We put a garage door in right next to the patio that we do live music on weekends. So we're committed on making our patio experience one of the best you can find in Frisco. It will be totally functional this weekend. So we have a really nice patio. It's been refurbed enough where we made it more family friendly, which is really critical for us to be successful. The food's phenomenal because the food's tweaked a little bit. Chris, when he came up, he brought the original recipes from the first Doty's that he opened, and I've had a lot of people who have had both experiences, and they prefer what they're getting at our place, which is a nice benefit for us for sure.
Oh, that's fantastic. So for all the Cajun fans out there, this is going to be a must-go.
They are pleasantly surprised, without a doubt. We don't have crawfish yet because they're a little bit too small. The crawfish season's been really tough because of the cold weather. Once it starts warming up, they get substantially larger. And we will announce that on our Facebook when that will come in, and it probably is going to be this week. We'll find out when we see some of them tomorrow. But once we get the crawfish in, we get realistically about 20 phone calls a day saying, where's the crawfish? Where's the crawfish? We will fly a crawfish flag when we get them, but most importantly, I'll make the announcement on Facebook.
Okay, we'll be sure to share that so that all the crawfish fans around Frisco can know when that's going on.
I've never seen quite the following on that. I think it's worse than the Buffett heads, which we will be one of the big host areas on June 21st when Jimmy Buffett comes back up. We will be the place to be for that too.
Yeah, I can imagine. I mean, that's a good fit just for that crowd in general. Plus, you guys are right there. You guys are going to get overwhelmed, I think, when the Buffett heads are in town.
Oh, there's no doubt. We're looking forward to it. It will be a lot of fun. It will be a lot of hard work, but I think our locals will even appreciate that experience that much more.
No, that sounds like fun. So, let's talk about you for a minute. You have the title Director of Fun. I don't think there's a better job title in the whole world than Director of Fun.
Well, you know, fortunately enough, I've had a lot of experience in a lot of different businesses and stuff, and I'm trying to make this as much fun as possible. It's a lot of hard work, but my job responsibilities is to make sure the overall experience when you come in is fun, because it is. It's a dining experience, but if you're not having a positive one and you're not enjoying yourself, number one, you won't come back, and number two, you won't say good things about us when you're talking to all your friends. So it's a little play on words. It's supposed to be fun, and if you can't have fun in life, you're not doing it right.
Well, yeah, I know from the experiences we've had coming in the past, it always has been fun for us. So are there other activities, other things that maybe you guys have planned? Any things that may even carry over from what Lemon Bar did, like poker nights and things like that? Or is that kind of different, sweeping that away?
We have, because we're a restaurant first, and that's what the people want when they come in to Doty's, that they want the Cajun experience, and I think we finally have gotten it pretty close to what they're expecting. And if we do that, we're going to be very, very successful. Chris has been ecstatic about it. He has said this has been the most successful launch he's ever done with any Doty's ever in the last 30 years or so. So I think we're in the right place at the right time, and realistically, we're looking for bigger and better things to come real soon.
Yeah. Speaking of,
right,
there are some other exciting things also coming down the road that you're working on.
Right.
I just want to tease people a little bit because that's the kind of person I am, but can you tell us a little bit? Or
I can give you a little bit of a leader on that. We are going to do a private tennis club called Volley's Tennis Club in Frisco. We're hoping to break ground late summer. It's going to be up near the field house and a little bit north of the stadium. I will be the director of fun over there also. That's important.
And you're just fun everywhere you go.
Well, I try to be a fun guy.
I love it.
Yes, it is. You know, I've worked my whole life to get to this point where making fun's a priority for myself. And if I do it well, I'm very happy about it. So the tennis thing is going to be one of the premier tennis facilities in the state of Texas. We don't have our website up. The website of Doty's Live goes on tomorrow. Some people have had some issues trying to find that, because when you Google Doty's Frisco, you get the old location and it is out of business. So if you do Google it, you got to put Doty's Live, and hopefully we'll get enough searches where we'll get up to number one very shortly. But that's the biggest negative comment I've had from everyone walking in the doors. Man, we can't even find your phone number. Where are you guys? What's going on? So by this weekend, I think we'll get the word out, and I think everyone's going to know a little bit about it.
Good, good. Yeah, so that's very good advice for people that are looking for information on the new Doty's, Doty's Live. If you Google it and you see something that says closed, ignore that. That's the old location. Just the new website will be up before the grand opening, and we'll do everything we can to help kind of push them up the rankings so that you guys are finding the information you're looking for. But do you know off the top of your head what are the hours and...
That's still a work in progress, but we're open 7 days a week. We do lunches. We open from 11, and then we're kind of making the decision on Sunday through Wednesday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We're going to close around 10 or 10:30. Then on Thursday, we'll stay open a little bit later. And then on Friday, we're open until midnight. And on Saturdays, we're open until 1. Plus, we have one of the best brunches in town. We do live music on our Sunday brunch besides Saturday. And brunches go from 11-ish until 3. And now that the weather's starting to get nice, we plan on really using the patio. We probably will put our live music on Sundays outside whenever we have that opportunity to.
No, that sounds fantastic. We will definitely check that out. One of the things that Lifestyle Frisco has become known for is we have a great post that we kind of keep as a living, breathing thing on the best brunches around Frisco. So we're going to come check it out, and we'll tell people, everybody, how awesome it is.
We really appreciate that. Thanks so much, Scott. That really helps us out.
Always, always.
Yep.
So anything else we should know? What should we look forward to this weekend with the grand opening?
Well, with the grand opening, you know, we're going to have the ribbon cutting on Friday around 2:30 officially when it starts. It should end about 3:30, and then we're going to do some specials on food and drinks throughout all Friday. We have live music during happy hour. We're going to have another acoustic twosome playing on Friday evening. Then on Saturday, our Marty Sims, who's our brunch guy, he's going to be playing for brunch on Saturday and Sunday this weekend. And then we're going to have live music most of the day on Saturday with acoustic, basically more island and a little bit Cajun type of music. And the great thing that we're doing, we're having Nick's Tape, who was one of our favorite bands earlier, playing from 10 until 1 o'clock. There'll be drink specials all day long, and we'll make sure this is a very festive, fun event. And this is really our springboard to tell everyone in Frisco we are finally open. And hopefully by then, a lot more people will know about it.
Good, good, good. Well, we are looking forward to it. It's going to be a big weekend in Frisco. It's going to be a big weekend for you guys.
Hopefully this will be a great springboard for other things. But you have to remember, it's a great weekend in Dallas. You have the Final Four, you have NASCAR racing, and of course, Doty's Live is going to be doing their opening.
Yeah, and they have lots of big screens at Doty's Live.
Oh, yeah.
So if you want to come in and watch some of the games, that's a great place to do that as well.
We will have the semis on Saturday on TV, and we'll have the Monday night. We have some great drink specials for the finals on Monday night, too.
Awesome.
Follow us on Facebook. You'll see all those specials.
Yeah, definitely go out and follow them on Facebook. We will be sure to include a link in the show notes to their Facebook page.
Great.
So as you guys are out and about having fun this weekend, be sure to stop in at Doty's Live, grab brunch, grab lunch, grab dinner, whatever the case may be. Say hi and welcome them to Frisco.
Come have some fun.
Indeed. Jay, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
All right, guys. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Okay, so in addition to all the stuff that Doty's Live has got going on with their grand opening on Friday and Saturday, there's a whole bunch of other stuff happening around town this weekend. What's going on, Wendy?
Absolutely. So tonight we've got Rough Riders baseball opening night. And for me, this always means the start of spring. The real start of spring is when baseball starts happening in Frisco.
Baseball is the end of starting to work out and get in shape for summer and the beginning of beer and hot dog season.
It is. So it's beer and hot dog season.
It was a good try.
Now. Yay. So the game tonight is at 7 p.m. And then the Rough Riders have games literally from tonight all the way through next Tuesday. And make sure you check the schedules, because next Tuesday's game is not an evening game. It's a Tuesday morning game. So for those of you who want to cut out work and go and hit the Rough Riders at 11:05 a.m. next Tuesday, go for it. That'll be happening. Also this weekend on Friday night is Once Upon a Mattress in Black Box Theater. It's based on Princess and the Pea, and it's a two-hour production. Music, laughs, romance, totally appropriate for all ages. Check for tickets on that. On Saturday during the day also is the 22nd annual Easter Egg Extravaganza from 1 to 4 p.m. in the Toyota Soccer Stadium. That will be happening on fields 9 through 14, so get ready to hip hop and play for all ages of kids up to age 12, and it's totally free, and it is a completely awesome event. Please leave your soccer balls at home, as everyone will be looking for eggs. Check Frisco fund.org for more details on that. And then also on Saturday night, it's Zero Waste Night at the Texas Legends game. They are playing the Idaho Stampede, and this is pretty much the last, it is the last game of the official season. We're not really sure yet if they've made playoffs, so as far as we know, as of right now, this Saturday night is the last game of the season. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. And then more theater this weekend on Saturday night. They're Black Box Theater is also producing and showing a play called Waking Sleeping Beauty, which is takes place on based on the classic Sleeping Beauty story. So that ought to be good as well. Also on Sunday, this is the second annual Crawfish Boil hosted by En Fuego and Espiritu. They are on the south end of Frisco Square on Coleman. So all you can eat crawfish and a cigar and a beer for $25 prepaid.
That's a deal.
I know you're excited about the cigar.
We'll be there.
So that's happening on Sunday. And then on Wednesday, April 9th, to wrap up the week, there will be a reception and artist panel discussion at the Frisco Art Gallery. And they'll be discussing the exhibition that's going on right now called Salvaged. They'll be talking about the materials that they used in order to make the work. You'll be seeing who won the Best in Show. It ought to be a really great art event going on there in the Frisco Art Gallery inside the Frisco Discovery Center on Wednesday evening, and that pretty much wraps up our week. So we've got everything from art, more art, like last weekend, baseball,
basketball,
crawfish, basketball,
theater,
Cajun things. This kind of seems to be a Cajun theme weekend, but anyway,
or
week. So anyway, it'll be a great week in Frisco.
Sounds good. We'll see you guys next week.